Good morning, everyone. I am Joy Jones.
And I am Elise Jones, and today we're taking over the children's sermon.
Elise, when you take a shower, what do you use to get clean?
Water and soap, of course. It's the only way it can get clean.
You're absolutely right, Elise. Water and soap are the only way we can get dirt off that we can see.
What do you mean, dirt we can see? Is there dirt we can't see?
I'm glad you asked. Sin is dirt we can't see. Every time we do something wrong, what we did sticks to us. It makes our heart dirty. We can't see it, but it is there.
But Joy, we can't use soap on our hearts. It's impossible.
You're right, Elise. There's only one way for our hearts to get clean. There's only one way to wash away those things that we've done wrong.
Jesus! Jesus died so that we can be clean.
He sure did. Jesus died so that we could be forgiven. Now all of the things we've done wrong can be washed away.
But how?
Well, it starts with accepting Jesus as your Savior. Jesus came so that we can be clean and always be friends with God. But it doesn't happen automatically. We have to ask.
But when he asks, he makes us clean, right?
He sure does. When we tell God how sorry we are for things we've done wrong and ask him to be our friend forever, he promises to forgive us and make us clean. But not just that, he promises to always be beside us. Even though we can't see him, God is always there.
God doesn't use soap, does he?
Nope. All God has to do is choose to forgive us, and then we're clean.
So God chooses to forgive us? Why do we have to get baptized?
We get baptized to show everyone that God has made us clean. Baptism is a symbol. It shows everyone that we have accepted God and asked him to save us. Just like water and soap make us clean in the shower, the water in the baptistry reminds us that God has made us clean.
Do we have to get baptized a lot then? I know we have to take lots of baths and showers.
No, we only have to get baptized once. It shows everyone that God has forgiven us.
But what about when we do something wrong? God doesn't make us perfect, right?
We still do the wrong thing sometimes, even after we start following God. But God promises to forgive us. All we have to do is ask.
Wow, that's great news.
It sure is. Let's pray and thank God for making us clean.
Dear God, thank you for always forgiving us.
Thank you for sending Jesus so that we can always be your friend.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you for making us clean.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.